Okay, firstly, tell us about David McGrone. How much of an influence was he on your move to QPR?
Yeah, he had a part of an influence. I think most of it was down to the manager and Les Ferdinand. But having him here at the club was a bonus. So he brought me over to England in the first place. So having a familiar face around the club is handy.
Okay, there are a lot of new faces joining you at QPR. How do you go about establishing chemistry within a team like that?
To be honest, I think the ones that we brought in are quite... they're all sort of similar characters anyway. I think the manager is trying to go and trying to make a new QPR with the players he's brought in, and they're all kind of roughly the same age, so we're all sort of just click anyway. And just playing in the leagues and everything, we all sort of know each other just from playing against each other or playing with each other. So it was natural for us just to get along and click.
Who have you become closest with at QPR, I suppose, aside from Ben Dadwin, who you know well?
Aside from Ben, everyone really.
I suppose you're all in the same boat because everyone's first day at school.
Everyone's new, so it's... Everyone sort of gets along. I've known Jet when I was at Ipswich. Perchy's quite close to me in the change room in locker situations, so you know we talk quite a bit. Ali's sort of made my transition to QPR a little bit easier as well because he was just easy to get along with. So there's a few of them.
Okay. Teams are full of many different cultures. Is it sometimes difficult to communicate? And do you think football can cut cultural divides? I suppose it unites all different cultures.
No, I don't think it was as difficult to communicate. I think everyone just sort of, once you're out on the pitch, everyone just sort of understands their job or whether you speak the language or not or anything. They just can adapt to the way you play and figure you out that way rather than... having a normal conversation with someone and figuring out that way.
Okay, do you think it's tougher mentally or physically playing professional football?
Mentally, definitely.
Why is that?
I think getting there in the first place is really difficult. But I know loads of boys back in Australia and even here in England that they had all the attributes to play. You know, if not, you know, better than what I've seen. Technically and stuff like that. It's just getting there is difficult and sticking with and sacrifices and stuff like that. And then once you are a professional, you know, all the pressure that comes with the job and the stick you may get as well. So, yeah, definitely mentally.
Okay, playing at QPR now, do you think you're changing your own game compared to when you were at Swindon?
Yeah, I think some games, there's called for maybe a different structure in the team. You know, away games aren't as easy anymore compared to League One. So, maybe some games have to be a bit more defensive, maybe read the game a little bit, maybe the ball has to go a bit longer, or we have to stretch the pitch rather than having always a ticky-tacky game. And yeah, that's something that I can do quite well, but I haven't done for Australia or for Swindon. So it's some games calls upon that, yeah.
Okay, how's Chris Ramsey's coaching benefited you?
I think in the long run it's just, you know, it's a long season, so you can find yourself stop doing all the basic stuff. Passing the ball 5 yards gets repeated a lot in training, so like in a long season when you're just worrying about recovering and game management and stuff like that, you forget about the simple things and then the fine detail in the games that could cost you a point or whatnot. So I think he's getting all the basics worked on, you know, regardless of every training session. And yeah, so the little details you do well in big matches.
Aussies are known for being laid back. Who is the most relaxed in the QPR squad?
Most relaxed? Well, I'm quite relaxed, to be honest. not so much when I play, but you know, off the pitch I'm quite laid back. Ben Gladwin's quite chilled, quite laid back. I think Ali's most chilled, you know. You can tell by the way he plays as well. He's just so, yeah, I'm just worried about playing his guitar off the pitch.
Okay, there's a very large Australian supporters group known as Hoops Down Under, all of whom are elated that you've joined QPR. What do you think is the best thing about the club they love?
Besides the history, not sure. If I can go off what the fans are like here, it's just, I don't know, I think it's just the support. The loads of support, whether we're doing well or not. They just, if they can see someone's doing, giving them their best, whether, you know, they're having a good game or not, they'll still support them regardless.
Okay, just a couple more. You're integral to the Socceroos' success at the Asian Cup, and you were integral to their success. Can anything compare to scoring in the final against South Korea?
I don't know. I think getting promotion would be pretty good, especially into the Premier League. Yeah, that would be close.
I suppose you won't know until it happens.
Exactly, I won't know until I win the World Cup.
Yeah. How does playing for a national team compare to playing club football?
I think it's quite difficult because you only get a small amount of time with the players that you're playing with. And especially in Australia, we're all from all over the world. We all play different types of football, so it's hard to adapt to everyone, and everyone's got a different way of playing. So that's probably the most difficult part. Yeah. Club football, you get to work on things the next day if you don't get it right in the game. But with international, you've got to wait a whole few months to fix everything or to even look back at what you've done wrong.
Your first memory of football? I suppose that would be as a kid going to a game, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Just playing at my local Queen. Local side. To be fair, it was called Queen's Park. My first football team.
Was it?
Yeah. In the eastern suburbs in Sydney.
Can you describe the feeling that playing football gives in one word?
Excitement.
And finally, your personal goals for this season.
Play as many games as I can to keep fit.
Brilliant. Lovely. Thanks for that, Mass.